We sailed to Pylos, to Nestor, the great king. And he received me there in his lofty palace, treated me well and warmly, yes, as a father treats a long-lost son just home from voyaging, years abroad. Such care he showered on me, he and his noble sons. But of strong, enduring Odysseus, dead or alive, he's heard no news, he said, from any man on earth. He sent me on to the famous spearman Atrides Menelaus, on with a team of horses drawing a bolted chariot, and there I saw her, Helen of Argos. All for her, Achaeans and Trojans suffered so much hardship, thanks to the god's decree. The lord of the war crime Menelaus asked at once what pressing need had brought me to lovely Lacedaemon, and when I told him the whole story first to last, the king burst out, "How shameful! That's the bed of a brave man of war they'd like to crawl inside, those spineless craven cowards. Weak as the doe that beds down her fawns in a mighty lion's den, her newborn sucklings, then trails off to the mountain spurs and grassy bends to graze her fill, but back the lion comes to his own lair, and the master deals both fawns a ghastly bloody death. Just what Odysseus will deal that mob, ghastly death. Ah, if only, Father Zeus, Athena, and Lord Apollo, that man who years ago in the games at Lesbos rose to Philomelides' challenge, wrestled him, pinned him down with one tremendous throw, and the Argives roared with joy, if only that Odysseus sported with those suitors a blood-wedding, a quick death would take the lot. But about the things you've asked me so intently, I'll skew and sidestep nothing, not deceive you ever. Of all he told me, the old man of the sea who never lies, I'll hide or hold back nothing, not a single word. He said he'd seen Odysseus on an island, ground down in misery, off in a goddess's house, the nymph Calypso, who holds him there by force. He has no way to voyage home to his own native land, no trim ships in reach, no crew to ply the oars, and set him scudding over the seas brought back. So Menelaus, the famous spearman, told me. My mission accomplished, back I came at once, and the gods sent me a stiff following wind that sped me home, to the native land I love. His reassurance stirred the queen to her depths, and the godlike seer, Theoclymenus, added firmly, "Noble lady, wife of Laertes' son Odysseus, Menelaus can have no perfect revelations. Mark my words, I will make you a prophecy quite precise, and I'll hold nothing back. I swear by Zeus, the first of all the gods, by this table of hospitality here, my host, by Odysseus's hearth where I have come for help, I swear Odysseus is on native soil here and now, poised or on the prowl, learning of these rank crimes. He's sowing seeds of ruin for all your suitors. So clear, so true, that bird sign I saw as I sat on the benched ship and sounded out the future to the prince. If only, my friend," reserved Penelope exclaimed, "everything you say would come to pass, you'd soon know my affection, know my gifts. Any man you meet would call you blessed." And so the three confided in the halls, while all the suitors before Odysseus's palace amused themselves with discus and long-throwing spears, out on the levelled grounds, free and easy as always, full of swagger. When the dinner hour approached, and the sheep came home from pastures near and far, driven in by familiar drovers, Medon called them all, their favourite herald, always present at their meals. "My young lords, now you've played your games to your heart's content, come back to the hall so we can fix your supper. Nothing's better than dining well on time." They came at his summons, rising from the games, and now bustling into the well-constructed palace, flinging down their cloaks on a chair or bench, they butchered hulking sheep and fatted goats, full-grown hogs, and a young cow from the herd, preparing for their feast. At the same time, the king and his loyal swineherd geared to leave the country for the town. Eumaeus, foreman of men, set things in motion. "Friend, I know you're keen on going down to town today, just as my master bid, though I'd rather you stay here to guard the farm, but I prize the boy, I fear he'll blame me later, a dressing down from your master's hard to bear. So off we go now. The shank of the day is past. You'll find it colder, with nightfall coming on.
I know, I see your point, the crafty man replied. There's sense in this old head, so let's be off. And from now on, you lead me all the way. Just give me a stick to lean on. If you have one ready cut, you say the road is treacherous, full of